favorite song. Some children don't like going to school very much. They prefer the holidays where they can have fun at home, visit exciting new places, or perhaps go swimming at the beach or skiing in the mountains. But Katie and her friend Paul loved being at school. Katie was great at maths and Paul was really good at English, but their favorite lesson was music. Paul had a guitar and could play very well. Katie started to learn the piano when she was 5, but she enjoyed singing and she was very good at it. She dreamed of being a singer one day. The music teacher, Mr. White, often brought CDs to the music lessons so the children could listen to different kinds of music from other countries. When the children liked a song a lot, Mr. White wrote the words on the board. Then all the children sang the song together. Everyone loved Mr. White's lessons. Katie's favorite singer was called Alex. Katie loved watching him on TV. He was a brilliant dancer too and wore great clothes. Katie had all his CDs at home. She knew all the words to his songs and had posters of him on all the walls in her bedroom. Paul loved Alex's song too and could play most of them on his guitar. Paul wanted to be the greatest guitar player in the world. One day, Mr. White said to the children, "On Thursday next week, we're going to have a music competition here at school. If you want to be in the competition, you must sing or play a song. Alex Pepper is going to be in our town that day, so he's going to go to the school to listen to you all. He's chosen the winners and give them the prizes." "What are these prizes, Mr. White?" Paul asked. 10 tickets to go and hear Alex Pepper sing," Mr. White answered. Paul and Katie wanted to be in the competition and they wanted to win, of course. They chose an easy song called "I'll Help You." They practiced and practiced at Katie's house every afternoon after school until it was Thursday. Katie's parents liked listening and learnt all the words to the song too. Once the day of the competition, everyone was really excited. They all had to go into the school hall at 2 o'clock. Alex Pepper came in with the head teacher and everyone clapped. He was wearing a black jacket, black jeans, and silver shoes, and he was carrying a big red guitar. "This is scary," thought Katie. "Wow, what a brilliant guitar," thought Paul. Alex smiled and waved at everyone and then sat down between the head teacher and Mr. White. Then the competition began. Lots of other children sang before Paul and Katie. One boy played his drums too loudly. The teacher put his hands over his ears and an older girl sang very well. Lots of children stood up to clap and when she finished and shouted, "More! More! She's going to win," thought Katie. "You're next," called Mr. White and pointed to Paul and Katie. When Paul picked up his guitar and Katie saw all the people in the hall in front of him, they began to feel afraid. "A thousand eyes are looking at me and I've forgotten all the words to the song that we practiced," she whispered to Paul. "I just can't remember them." "Katie," Paul said quietly, "you bought Alex's new CD last week, didn't you? I can play all his songs. Which is your favorite?" "The one that's called I'm Your Friend, but it's really difficult to sing." "It's okay, I'll help you. We can sing it together," Paul said. Alex smiled at them and Katie began to feel better. Paul started to play and suddenly Katie Paul Gould that she was in a school competition. She was in her dream of being a singer. She sang brilliantly, and at the end of her song, Alex and some of the others stood up and clapped very loudly. That was excellent! Well done, Alex shouted. At the end of the competition, Alex Pepper and the head teacher and Mr. White talked quietly together for a few minutes. Then Mr. White stood up and said, Katie and Paul are the winners! The two friends jumped up and down. They were so surprised and so happy. You sang my favorite song, Alex said to them. It's my favorite song too, said Katie. Good, said Alex. Well, here are your tickets. Who will you come with to hear me sing? I'll invite my grandma, laughed Katie. She really loves your music. Well, some of my friends will come with me too. Alex smiled. What about you, Paul? He asked. Oh, I'll bring my best friend Tony. He's the one who plays the drums, Paul answered. I'll invite my sisters too, I think. That evening, when Katie arrived home, her parents said, Hello, Katie. I'm your friend. Katie laughed. I'm your friend too. Do you know, today was very scary but fun and very exciting too. But the day that she went to see Alex Pepper was the best, the most fun, and the most exciting of her life.